This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. After 19 days of emotional testimony, Tanner Horner has been sentenced to death for killing a young girl he was supposed to be delivering a Christmas present to. A Tarrant County, Texas jury heard closing arguments from both sides Tuesday morning. Defense attorney Susan Anderson pleaded with jurors to be merciful in deciding Horner's fate. Quote, "I want you to vote for life. Sentence Tanner to life in prison without the possibility of parole." But District Attorney James Stanton made a strong rebuttal. Quote, "Was Tanner merciful? Was Tanner vengeful? Did he show remorse? No, and I think that's important." The jury took roughly 2.5 hours to come to the decision Horner should face execution. Horner remained stoic as the verdict was read, only speaking to agree to appointed counsel for his automatic appeal process. The uncle of victim Athena Strand was the only family member to address Horner in court yesterday.
"You did not just take a life, you destroyed a family. You took a little girl who trusted the world and repaid that innocence with violence. You chose to cause pain that will last generations. But I want you to know that you are nothing. You are a footnote in Athena's story. Her name will forever be remembered. Her name will forever be celebrated, and everyone will forget you."
The rest of Athena's family says they are not yet ready to comment on the outcome of the trial. Horner, a former FedEx driver, pleaded guilty to the 2022 kidnapping and capital murder of 7-year-old Athena Strand just as the trial began, leaving the jury to decide his punishment. The details of the crime are haunting. Horner was delivering a Barbie doll intended as a Christmas gift for Athena when he struck her with his van. He told investigators that although she wasn't seriously injured by the vehicle, he panicked and strangled her to death in his van to keep her from telling her father or stepmother. Following Athena's murder, Horner wrote a letter to Athena's family in which he claimed he could no longer stay silent despite his legal team's advice. Horner wrote, "So many were affected by my breakdown, not just your family, but my own as well." He admitted to countless nights of being unable to sleep, writing that he prays for the family but acknowledges the permanent void he created. Quote, "You'll never get to see your baby girl grow up. And I'm sorry.
And I will make sure that every person in this world knows that she was loved and that she wanted to live. And we want her in our lives. And I'm very sorry."
3 weeks ago, Athena's mother, Maitland Gandy, took the stand.
Gandy described the physical pain of the loss, stating it felt like she was having a heart attack when she first heard her daughter was missing. She revealed the heartbreaking toll on her family, admitting she lied to Athena's 3-year-old sister for over a year, telling her Athena was staying with her father and couldn't come to the phone because she was sleeping or at school, incapable of finding words to explain what happened. When asked if she had watched the video of Horner killing her daughter, Gandy said she could only stomach a few minutes, sharing her sympathy for the jury who had to watch it, telling them no one, especially Athena, asked for what happened in those final moments.
"All the innocent people that do have to watch that, I am so sorry. I'm sorry to you, and I'm sorry to y'all too, because none of us, not Athena, not me, not anyone in this room besides Tanner Horner, asked for what's on that video. And Athena definitely didn't."
More crime and justice news after this. A Florida mom was arrested Saturday after chaos erupted at a youth football game, ending with the adult woman allegedly kicking a child. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, Renee Lambert stormed a Pop Warner game at Brooks Park in Fort Myers and kicked a juvenile player. Deputies working security said they were called to the field after a fight broke out between players following a play. Video reviewed by police showed Lambert running onto the field and kicking a juvenile player. Lambert claimed the child hit her with a helmet, prompting retaliation, but investigators said that claim was not supported by the evidence. Body cam footage captures a tense, profanity-laced confrontation as deputies attempt to detain her.
Are you mad at them for hitting me?
I'm mad at an adult for attacking a kid.
Move.
Stop.
Don't.
You're detained right now.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Goodbye.
You are. Stop.
Get your
stop.
Hands
don't
off me.
Don't around with me.
You don't. Me.
Listen.
I'm the one who got hit.
You are being pointed out as being a suspect right now. You are detained. You are detained.
So where's number nine? Go get number nine.
A kid?
Yes.
You're an adult.
They hit
stop.
Here.
Come here.
Come
here.
Come here.
Stop.
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 I didn't do anything. Like,
you're detained.
You better get my son. You better get my son.
She's detained because they said you hit a kid.
And the kid hit me.
The footage ends with a chaotic scene as deputies attempt to place Lambert in handcuffs. Lambert is now charged with child abuse without great bodily harm and resisting an officer. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.